So now I invite Pokong to share with us. Welcome, Pokong.
Hi, morning, church.
Pokong, the government introduced a rule. It says no more than 6 people is allowed to gather together.
Mm-hmm, that's right.
It is an uncertain time for people, isn't it? Pokong, where is God in this? Does he really care?
Very good question. Where is God in this? Does he really care? Yes, I believe God does care. And how I know that he cares, it is found in Leviticus, and Leviticus was written 1400 BC, and that's before doctors, scientists, and antibiotics and drugs. And in Leviticus 11 to 18, God has given us a guideline, guidelines on how to keep safe, how to live safely and healthily. And it talks about the type of food that is safe to eat. It talks about how to prevent the spread of infectious disease, and even mention about sexually transmitted infections, how to prevent its spread. And Emily, could you read Leviticus 13, verse 4, where the priest, can you read?
Okay, let's read Leviticus 13, verse 4. If the shiny spot on the skin is white, but does not appear to be more than skin deep, and the hair in it has not turned white, the priest is to isolate the affected person for 7 days.
So, we hear about isolation, and the government talk about lockdown in March. And yet in 1400 BC, it talks about, it's not something new what I'm saying, that in 1400 BC, it talks about isolation. And isolation back then was not, was literally isolation. That person has to literally remove himself from the community and camp outside the camp and stay there for 7 days. And the priest will examine him every 7 days to see whether it has spread or not. And once he has been cleared, then he can come back to the camp, but not before having to cleanse himself. And if you think washing your hands for 20 minutes was bad enough, back then, to be cleansed in Leviticus 14:8-9, Emily, could you read that?
Right. Leviticus 14, verse 8-9. The person to be cleansed must wash their clothes, shave off all their hair, and bathe with water. Then they will be ceremonially clean. After this, they may come into the camp, but they must stay outside the tent for 7 days. On the 7th day, they must shave off all their hair. They must shave their head, their beard, their eyebrows, and the rest of their hair. They must wash their clothes and bathe themselves with water, and they will be clean.
Yeah, that's how they did it back then. Not just 20 minutes of washing. It's totally scrubbing the whole body. Obviously, back then, people did not know about diseases and germs. It's only through our knowledge now, because of doctors and scientists, we know about diseases and how they are spread and viruses. And God provided a guideline for us, what is safe to eat, what is not safe because of germs and that can be transferred to humans. It says that do not eat pig or shellfish, because we now know that pig carry a worm called trichinosis that can be passed on to humans and kill us. And obviously shellfish, we know the main disease that can be passed on is hepatitis. So God does care, and he has provided and has given us guidelines on how to live safely. And now it's our responsibility to follow and to keep safe. And if you think about it, the washing of hands and keeping clean was written 1400 BC. And yet, do you know that it was only 151 years ago that surgeons in operation theater have to wash their hands and have to sterilize their instruments. It's only 151 years ago.
Oh, it took so long for people to catch on.
Yes, surprising, isn't it?
Mm.
Yeah. And now I want to move on another aspect. So we can see God has done something. It's written in the Bible, and he has provided a guideline on how we should live and how to keep safe, how to prevent ourselves from getting ill. And there's another side that is a bit difficult to see, and that is God working behind the scene. See, we can only see what we can see. Our insight is only very limited. Let's look at 2 Kings 6, verse 15 to 20.
You want me to read? Yeah. So, 2 Kings 6, verse 15 to 20. When the servant of the man of God got up and went out early the next morning, an army with horses and chariots had surrounded the city. "Oh no, my lord, what shall we do?" the servant asked. "Don't be afraid," the prophet answered. "Those who are with us are more than those who are with them." And Elisha prayed, "Open his eyes, Lord, so that he may see." Then the Lord opened the servant's eyes, and he looked and saw the hills full of horses and chariots of fire all around Elisha.
Yes, I chose this passage. And the servant can only see what was before him, an army. And that's all he could see. And the point is that God does care, and he does work behind the scene. And sometimes we can only see as far as our nose. And in fact, if I take off my glass, literally, I can only see as far as my nose. And life is as if we are looking through a microscope. We can only see a very limited worldview. But God has the whole picture. He is omnipresent, which means that he's everywhere at the same time. Omniscient, he is all-knowing, and omnipotent, he's all-powerful. So you can see God working behind the scene, but sometimes we do not see that, and we think, oh, you know, God doesn't care. But actually, just because we could not see it, doesn't mean that he's not working behind the scene. Just like COVID-19, can we see COVID-19? Can we smell it? Can we touch it? But we not know from the result. It is there. And that's why we are taking precautions. And another passage in 2 Samuel 24:10 to 18 is a similar showing how God worked behind the scene. And David could not see that. He did not know. And all he saw was the plague destroying his people, and he cried to God, and that's all he saw. But for our benefit, to the scripture, we knew what went behind the scene. And God basically said to the angel, enough, and stop the plague from proceeding or getting worse. But all David could see was people were dying in front of him, and then suddenly it stopped. He did not see the hand of God instructing the angel to say, stop. And I'm not sure how many have seen the film, the Christmas film, It's a Wonderful Life, Wonderful Life, starring Jamie Stewart, acting as George Bailey. He was a man who touched the lives of people around him, but something happened to him and he lost his business. And at that time, George Bailey could only see the only way out was suicide. And then his guardian angel came to his rescue and showed him what life would be like if he had not never been born. And then George Bailey realized the good things that he has done for the lives of people, and because of that, people were blessed through him. But before the angel showed him, all he could see was hopelessness, and he thought, it'd be better I commit suicide. In fact, in some sense, he was worth more dead than alive because of the insurance. Until the angel showed him a bigger picture, and then he realized he is worth more alive than dead. The insurance is only a small sum, but the life that he gave to people will far outweigh the insurance money. So, God does care. And some of you may say, it's only a film. But I also believe some of you may have experienced something similar. And then you say, that must have been my guardian angel that saved me. I'm not sure whether you experienced that and you think, there must be somebody up there or a guardian angel looking after me. And that is God working behind the scene. So God does care. And moving on, we plan our lives. We buy insurance. We make investment. And we probably save up for our retirement, for this life. But how about life after death? Have we made any investment for the future that is beyond this life? But then some of you may say, life is not just a matter of cells and chemicals in our body and electrical impulses. And once we die, everything is gone. I believe that our soul and spirit will continue. What we experience now, our feeling, our emotion, what we see, what we can touch, doesn't just end when we breathe our last breath. Life just goes on. And I will encourage you to do a research and find out about God. Read the Bible and talk to Christian friends that about the life after, and get yourself insured for the life after. Like insurance, you cannot insure yourself after the event. What I mean is that if you have been robbed and you're not insured, you can't just go and just buy insurance and then make a claim. You have to get the insurance before the event for the insurance to take effect. So I encourage you to invest in not only this life, but the life after, and to find out about Jesus Christ, who gave his life for you on the cross to die for your sin, to set you free so that you can come before God just as if you had never sinned, made right before God through Jesus Christ. So find out. And I believe if you really search for it and find out about Jesus, he will reveal himself to you. God will reveal himself to you. So I encourage you to come and to find out about Christianity, about God and Jesus Christ, and what God has done for you. Thank you.
Thank you for calling, for sharing.
Welcome.
Bless you.